The United States condemns in the strongest terms the recent terrorist attacks that occurred in the Russian city of Volgograd, which left more than 30 people dead and many more injured. In a statement, National Security Council spokesperson Caitlin Hayden said the United States sends deepest condolences to the families of the victims, with hopes for the rapid healing of those wounded. The first attack took place December 29th, when a suicide bomber detonated explosives at the security entrance of the city's main train station. The second occurred a day later, when a bomb ripped apart a trolley bus. No one has claimed responsibility for the attacks, which happened just weeks before the start of the 2014 Winter Olympic Games in Sochi, the Russian Black Sea resort, approximately 650 kilometers from Volgograd. Russia has already taken extraordinary measures to bolster security for the Olympic Games, deploying thousands of security personnel, instituting identity checks, creating an extensive security zone around Sochi. The Russian Foreign Affairs Ministry, in a statement, pledged to continue a tough and consistent offensive against terrorists. The U.S. government, said U.S. National Security Council spokesperson Hayden, has offered our full support to the Russian government in security preparations for the Sochi Olympic Games, and we would welcome the opportunity for closer cooperation for the safety of the athletes, spectators, and other participants. U.S. State Department Deputy Spokesperson Marie Harf, at a press briefing, described the upcoming Olympics in Sochi as an exciting, positive, happy international sporting event. But people going there, she said, do need to maintain vigilance and watch out for their own security and safety. Ms. Harf noted that U.S. diplomatic security personnel have been working with the Russians for many months on security. Referring to the recent suicide bombings in Volgograd, she said the United States stands in solidarity with the Russian people against terrorism of any kind.